Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you moving in the direction which you have chosen? Or are you following? Once upon a time in the forest, the creatures of the wild decided they needed to face the challenges of the changing world. They devised a plan to establish a school, so they adopted a variety of activities. There would be running, climbing, swimming, and flying. And to streamline the educational process, each animal would enroll in all subjects. Among the students was a confident fish who excelled in swimming effortlessly, outperforming even the instructor. However, his skills in flying were merely passable, and his running abilities left much to be desired. Determined to improve, the fish devoted extra time to practice running, sacrificing his swimming sessions. Despite his efforts, his webbed feet suffered from the strain, and his swimming proficiency dwindled to average. While this met the school's standards, the fish couldn't help but feel dissatisfied. In the class, there was also a rabbit who initially dominated the running lessons. However, overwhelmed by the workload in swimming, the rabbit experienced a nervous breakdown. Meanwhile, a skilled squirrel faced frustration during flying lessons, having to start from the ground instead of the treetops. Despite his efforts, a combination of overexertion and unforeseen obstacles led to low grades in climbing and running. The eagle, with his rebellious spirit, posed a challenge to the instructors. Though he excelled in climbing, he insisted on his own methods, disregarding the prescribed curriculum. Despite reaching the top of the tree first, his defiance led to disciplinary action. As the school year came to an end, an unexpected contender emerged as the valedictorian. An eel, possessing remarkable abilities in swimming, along with moderate skills in running, climbing, and flying, secured the highest average. Meanwhile, the prairie dogs opted to remain outside the school system, protesting the lack of digging and burrowing was not included in the curriculum. Instead, they collaborated with groundhogs and gophers to establish a thriving private school that catered to their unique needs. Are you trying to be like others, or are you becoming who you uniquely are? Stop trying to be like others and be yourself and demand greatness from you.
Make it happen. I'm Chris Fantastic Powell. Thank you for listening.